We are having some fun out here at the Detroit Golf Club. The Delta Dental Pro-Am is happening right now. It's sort of that shift over time from the morning tee times to the afternoon tee times. Rocket Mortgage Classic, it tees off tomorrow morning with the first round. Sunday, hopefully will be another exciting championship round. Ricky Fowler, of course, the defending champion. He's back stomping on the grounds this morning. Has been doing some press conferences and making the rounds. The pros, they've been so engaged all day today. I've seen them signing autographs, talking. Dwelly and Nick Waller are joining me now. They just had their experience on the course. They were smiling. They were signing autographs. Dwelly, I hope you had a great time.
I had a great time, man. Listen, let me tell you, I knew coming into this that walking 18 was going to take its toll on me.
And this is a flat course.
It is.
Like, think about these guys going around four times a weekend.
Yeah, definitely.
You
know, definitely.
Stuart Sink is, you know, he's 51. He's going around playing this thing four rounds. It's a challenge.
Okay, yeah, just make me feel bad.
Yeah,
about
I'm just trying to pound a little bit harder.
We'll give you some credit because 6:45 tee time. So
6:45 tee time.
Yeah, off of like 3 hours of sleep.
3 hours of sleep.
And who was out here waiting for you to tee off?
Mark Hollis.
I was right there, yeah, cheering
right
on
there,
you.
Right there, right there. Followed you around. Ready to make fun of me.
Followed around on the first nine holes. Nick, the experience for you, you are one of the kindest gentlemen I've ever had an experience to be around. A lot of that has to do with your basketball upbringing because basketball is a sport that I love as well. But today, how was the experience for you?
It's incredible. I appreciate the opportunity to come out here today. Thank you for that kind compliment. Obviously awesome and very generous as well. This has been great. I mean, well put together, well executed, awesome team. I mean, great weather, great venue, awesome having it in the city of Detroit. This is just amazing.
Before I go on a little bit, I want to tell our listeners you can win a trip to the Eagles at Sphere Las Vegas. It's an iconic band, an iconic venue. The Eagles live at the Sphere in Las Vegas performing 12 shows this September 20th through November 9th, and you could be there. We've got two trips for two with flights, a stay at the Venetian Resort in Las Vegas. That's really nice, Dwelly, the Venetian.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And dinner at the Chico Las Vegas, two tickets to the show, plus a Vibe. Did I get that right there, Mike? Yeah, Vibe. A VIP experience package.
Yeah, you got your slang down. Good job.
Okay. Prizes provided by Live Nation. To enter for your chance to win, text this hour's national, NATIONAL, all caps, keyword, over to 95819. I see you doing that right now, Nick. For full details and official contest rules, visit WJR.com. The Eagles is a great band. And you're excellent in music as well.
What
do you got going on right now as far as performing?
Yeah, I have a few dates coming up. Let's see, what do I have coming up? I don't know.
You're still in golf mode.
Yeah, I'm in golf mode right now.
Painting mode.
Yeah.
We've got some good stuff coming to you, Mark, too,
okay.
As well.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Oakland coming up, New Jersey, a few different places.
Yep.
A few different places, yeah.
And you're still passionate about music.
Definitely, yeah. Definitely.
I've been turning on some of the tracks in the office. Like, I'm very proud of you. Like, I love living through you in a way. And people, like, as soon as they hear your music, they're like, this is great. This is, like, the kind of music you sit around the house and you kind of vibe to. Yeah.
It's a vibe. There you go.
Yeah.
If you've not heard this guy sitting to my left, I highly suggest you give it a try because I think it's something that most everyone is going to be wanting to be connected to.
Definitely.
Your son, he's an artist as well.
Oh yeah, he's tinkering with the piano right now and the drums as of a couple days ago.
Okay.
Drove me crazy, but yeah, he's getting it. He's into the visuals. He's working with acrylic. He's played a little bit with the oils.
Yeah,
you know, the abstracts, and we're keeping that moving.
That's great. That's great. Nick, what else is going on in your world right now?
Well, my wife's expecting, so we're expecting hopefully a baby boy.
Oh, it's definitely a baby boy.
Yeah, we're going for a baby boy. I have a 2-year-old daughter. She's just growing super fast. She's not at Ash's level yet, although he's 8 and she's 2, but she's doing some awesome things herself. So definitely proud of her. And so, yeah, we've just been traveling as a family, doing some business, making some things happen, and coming out here and enjoying some great time with some awesome people like yourself.
And you guys were out playing with our mutual friend, Dan Agoy. From the looks of the shots that I saw, he's not spending enough time in the office right now. He was hitting the ball well.
Yes, wow. It's debatable.
Is it?
I mean, he's a rock star everywhere.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, okay. It's that's good. Fair point.
He's a rock star everywhere.
But I saw some good shots coming out of him. And Aaron Emerson, was he having a good time?
Yeah, it seemed like it. I know Campy was just, I mean, that even on that back nine, I mean, he was phenomenal.
Campy walks out. You guys all tuned up and everything. Campy walks out like 2 seconds before the tee time, pulls a few things out of his bag, and
it's just
off.
Straight. It's easy. Like, and he just kept doing it. I mean, last hole, he was phenomenal.
Yep. Yeah. Well, it's a lot of fun. We've now got 4 days with the pros. Who are your two pros today, Dwelly? Is it?
Who do we have? We had Matt. Help me.
I put you on the spot. I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness. See, now you got me blanking.
Yeah, we're going to have to double back to that one.
The one thing that they made a comment about last night at the pairings party is all of the pros. It doesn't have to be Ricky Fowler. It's whoever is in the lineup. You watch them, and you have to have some respect because their game is so good.
Yeah.
But generally, they're very engaged with what they're doing today, which is an ambassador selling the game of golf and kind of being part of it. So, you know, I
good
think
– guys, most, too.
Yeah.
Good yeah. guys, too. Yeah. yeah. Definitely had some great conversations.
Awesome instruction. Yeah, little nuances that we're not used to seeing.
Yep.
I thought that was cool.
Can you take lessons while you're playing? I have a hard time with that.
When it's a pro, it's a little easier.
I was playing with Izzo once over back when the Buick Open was going, and he actually beat the pro.
Wow.
And the pro was giving him some advice on the front nine, and on the back nine, Tom threw a little bit of advice to the pro. He didn't like it so much.
He should have just understood he's a world-class coach in anything.
Yeah, let me help you.
Right.
He just kind of looked at him and goes, I'm okay. I got this game down. But I can't thank you guys enough for coming out today. Your presence on the course today, it rises the entire event. It's the people that are out here are such quality people, both of you included. And it just brings like when you walk out into the dining area where folks are making the crossover, everybody respects everybody. And you really feel that. And you don't get that everywhere you go. And I think it's a sign of what's happening in the city right now with everything that's going on. The NFL draft has been mentioned many times as an iconic thing, but it's one of many that's going on in this city that is bringing us together, I think, as people that don't just live here but really like each other.
Couldn't agree with you more. It's awesome things going on in the city. Excited to see what's next.
You get our Lions going.
Oh, yeah.
You got the NCAA Final Four is rolling in here in 27. Just the Grand Prix, the fireworks on Monday night was spectacular. And you know, Tony Michaels with the parade company, he runs the fireworks as well as the Thanksgiving Day parade. And I've told him and I tell everyone, those are the two events that are kind of the real events for Detroit.
They're iconic.
Yeah,
they're huge.
And everybody
iconic.
Comes out to
iconic, correct.
They're well. Iconic. Yeah, they really are. The fireworks are amazing. And everything was well organized and executed and no incidences. And we just had a great time. Yeah. A lot of family. Love to see it.
That was the one thing. With the draft, with 750,000 people coming downtown over 3 days, and really no major incidents. Chief White, Mayor Duggan, incredible job of just preparing, managing, kind of going through it. And we're all proud, right, as Detroiters, that you can do something like that and not have a major issue.
Definitely. National news.
Well, I'll let you guys go recover from your round, get a little lunch.
Yes.
And I appreciate you stopping by here on Focus on WJR.
Thank you again, Mark. We appreciate it.
And we'll be back with all of you with some more guests coming out of the dining room here at the Detroit Golf Club right after this.